I think that there are some misconceptions with regard to the issue of when or if Ketanim should fast, and confusions with regard to the different fast days. So as follows, when it comes to Yom Kippur, there is a Gemara Maseches Yom Daf Pei Beis, which discusses the possibility that perhaps Ketanim are obligated to fast as well. According to one opinion, starting from the age of 9, we're supposed to be mechanech them Tainis Shos, which means that they delay eating over the course of the day. And from the age of 11, they're chayiv midrabbanan to fast. And there's a few different opinions in the Gemara, and the Rishonim had to understand those opinions. There's an opinion in the Gemara that says that they're never obligated midrabbanan to fast until they are obligated midaraisa, when they become gedolim. La halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Tes Zayin, the Mechaber Paskins la halacha, from age 9 they're supposed to delay eating, and from age 11 they're chayiv midrabbanan to fast. Both boys and girls same age of 11. The Ramah there quotes the opinion that says that Ketanim are never obligated midrabbanan to fast. They're not obligated to fast according to that opinion until they become bar bat mitzvah. And the Ramah says you can rely on this opinion for kids who have a harder time fasting, a little bit weaker, and they have a harder time fasting. You can rely on that opinion. The implication is for kids who are able to handle it, so then they should fast at the age of 11 or the age of 12. The Mishnah Berurah writes that bizmanenu, it's not nog for kids to fast at the age of 11. The assumption is that in general, all the kids are what the Ramah calls kachush, and therefore only from the age of 12. And he even quotes the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabbah that says that even from the age of 12, they're not nog to fast. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo that bizmanenu, the minig is that Ketanim don't fast at all, even on Yom Kippur, even right before they become bar bat mitzvah. And his daiti, I think I've seen many kids who have fasted. Maybe it depends. Maybe, as we said, depends on the kid. For kids who have an easy time fasting, so maybe they dafka should fast. Certainly at the age of 12, and for kids with a very difficult time, so they can rely on that Ramah, the opinion that says that that kids are not chayim and drabbanan to fast at all. All of this is with regard to Yom Kippur. When it comes to the other fast days, including Tisha B'Av, we don't find a discussion about kids being chayiv midrabbanan to fast. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly in Hilchos Tanios and Tavkuf Nun Sivkan Hei that children are not, Ketanim are not obligated to fast at all on the other fast days, even Tainis Shos. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. He specifically, explicitly applies it to Tisha B'Av, that Ein Misanin Afilu Tainis Shos, that the kids don't fast even Tainis Shos on the other fast days. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shlomo explicitly relates to the common idea that a katan is supposed to fast the last three fast days before his bar mitzvah. So he says there's no source for this whatsoever in halacha. He was against it. He says there's one of the three minhagim of threes that people have misconceptions. He says that there's a misconception that people think that katanim are supposed to fast three fast days before they become bar mitzvah. And sometimes people wash their hands before davening. They wash three times. That's just what you do in the morning, that you don't have to do that before davening. And people think that in order to move a Sefer Torah to a new location, you have to lean from it three times in the new location. All of them are not correct, and there's no source for them in Halacha, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. There's even a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, it's explicit that even Tainis Shos Ketanim don't do on the other fast days. So that's an early discussion. Some say Tainis Shos, yes. Halicha Shlomo says, if they want to delay eating, okay, but they shouldn't miss lunch. No, if you miss breakfast, that's one thing, but not to miss lunch. So that should be. I looked in other svarim to find somebody who defends and advocates for the minhag of Ketanim fasting on other fast days. I couldn't find anyone. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says no source, so I trust him. But anyway, I thought maybe somebody else might say that the minhag. No, there's no inyan for Ketanim. It seems there's no inyan whatsoever for Ketanim to fast on other fast days before they become bar mitzvah. There's even a discussion, we know in halacha that to be a gadol means you're 13 or 12 years old for a boy or a girl, plus physical signs of maturity, shtei saras. What if a child is 13 for a boy or 12 for a girl and doesn't have shtei saras? Even there's a discussion. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Ramah writes, in that case, for sure, we have to be machmir. And Yom Kippur, they're already bar mitzvah in terms of age, but shtei saras we don't have. We have to be chosesh that maybe they do have shtei saras, maybe it fell off. We have to be chosesh. The Mishnah Berurah there writes, but for other fast days, we wouldn't say that. But in Hilchos Tanios, in the Beir Halacha, he says that if you're 13 or 12 years old, so then even if you don't have shtei saras, you do have to fast. So many of the later poskim write that al pi din, even if they're 13 or 12 years old, with shtei saras, they're not mechuyev to fast on other fast days, but al minog, so it would be proper in that case for them to fast. Just to end off, the Mishnah Berurah does write in Tav Kuf Nun that for those not fasting, so they should only, and for kids explicitly, he mentions they should only have the bare necessities, bread and water. So even that, later Poskim, Shlomo Zalman writes that that's also not the minhag, that we give them regular food. Perhaps it would be a day, you know, to join in with the Tzara de Tzibur, not to have, you know, both kinds of candy and whatnot. But even that is not necessary to even regular food is not necessary to withhold. So hopefully we should have Besaras Tovos, so we should need fast days.